Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. In our radio programs in the past, we have been talking about what the Lord is doing in Southern Illinois and just opening up this whole state from the north, the south, the east, and the west, but particularly in the southern part of what God is doing. It's just amazing the past few years. And today in our program, we have Robin Williams, and she started out as a Good News Club volunteer, and now she has just been approved this week as to come on staff with Child Evangelism Fellowship as a missionary, as a volunteer ministry coordinator for that wide and large area down, way down the bottom of our state, Southern Illinois. Robin, we're so glad to have you today.
Thank you, Katrina, and it is a pleasure to be here.
I'm just so excited what God is doing. I almost can't contain myself. I mean, you were just approved last evening at the board meeting, the state board, to be on staff, and so we're just so excited what God is doing. So welcome.
Thank you to the
CF family.
Thank you very much, and I do feel a part. As a Good News Club leader for the last 3 years, I have felt like a part of the family from day one, and I want to thank you for the opportunity to serve the Lord in this manner.
Well, you know what? It's mutual. You are my sister in the Lord, and you're the friend that I never knew that I had, and it was waiting for me all along. So I'm just so glad, and just what the Lord has done. Could you go and take us back to the beginning? Because there was a time in your life, it may have seemed like a long time ago, but a long time in your life when you never even heard of Child Evangelism Fellowship.
Exactly.
How did that connection even begin?
Exactly. Well, I had never heard of Child Evangelism Fellowship until... Well, I'll take you back to the beginning. Our church, I was part of a church plant 3 years ago, and we were really seeking the Lord to what our mission was going to look like. And we were praying for the children, knowing that they are the next generation and what we see going on in our culture. So we were focusing ministry on the children. And we were praying and fasting as a church, a very small church plant of about 28 people. And we have grown from there. But we were renting space at the DeSoto Grade School because we didn't have a building. So as we were praying and seeking the Lord on how He wanted to reach our community, how we could be His hands and feet in the community that I live in, and not just there, but then that filter out into Southern Illinois. Illinois, the nation, and the world is the prayers that we were praying because of that ripple effect. And my church is Rivers of Living Water Fellowship Church, and that's kind of is that ripple effect. When you have a drop of water that drops into the lake and then you get that ripple and it goes out, this was what we were praying for the Lord to use us in such a way that it would ripple out from DeSoto, the little town, Jackson County. So we pray DeSoto, Jackson County, Southern Illinois, Illinois, and the nation and the world for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that was our prayer. Well, little did I know that CEF, as I've learned, was praying for us, for Southern Illinois, to be rebirthed.
Yes, that's true.
For the gospel.
At one time, Child Evangelism Fellowship was reaching close to 30,000 children on an annual basis back in our heyday, back in the 1970s.
Yeah.
And then so there wasn't any ministry going on just not too many years ago.
So you all were praying here. We were praying down there. And God was working and moving in ways that I stand in awe of what He has done. I received a letter as we were fasting and praying, and the Lord had us in the school, and we knew that God is strategic and all things are in order, and we knew that we were there for a reason, and we began to really press in and pray and seek the Lord. And so then I received a letter in the mail, and I get a lot of mail, and it was at a time I was very, very busy, and so the mail was stacked up, and I'm going through it, and I'm literally throwing away everything that's not a bill that I need to pay. And I saw the little logo, and I actually thought the CEF logo was St. Jude's, because I do contribute to St. Jude's occasionally. And I thought, oh, you know, I gave last month, and I threw it in the trash. The Holy Spirit said, something in there for you. And I picked it back up, and I laid it aside and sorted more mail. I think I threw it away twice until I got obedient to the Holy Spirit that was speaking to my heart, telling me I needed to open that piece of mail. So I went and I sat down and with my glass of sweet tea.
Yes, you're from the South, Southern Illinois.
and I began to read, and as I was reading about Good News Clubs, I just was so excited. I literally stood up in my living room and said, "Thank you, Jesus." and I was so excited, and I called my pastor and I said, God has answered. I need to bring this to you. Can I bring it to you right now?" And I literally took it, and the church prayed about it. Our pastor prayed about it. And the next day, yes, we need to do this. This is what God is calling us to do, to reach the children. And so made a couple phone calls, got a hold of you, and you mobilized us within a couple of weeks. And I just thank you for your careful attention to immediately answer the request. Hey, we want to start a Good News Club.
Well, I don't remember everything about that first phone call, but I just remember getting off and said, "I think she's serious." And you were.
I was very excited.
And so now your church has adopted a school down mm-hmm. there in Southern Illinois. And so you've been down there, and you have been serving as a team leader.
Correct.
For that after-school Good News Club. And we've been talking in our program that a Good News Club meets immediately after school. And so you've been doing it that once a week. And you have about how many children that's been coming to that Good News Club kind of since the beginning? Or
we've been there 3 years. And the first year, I think our very first club, we had 9 kids. And then the next week, we had 15 kids. And the next week, we had 25 kids. And then now we have about 30 kids registered at the end of the school year last year. And we average anywhere from 20 to 27, kind of fluctuating in and out. Some of the older kids started track, the fifth graders. So, you know, little things like that, they bounce in and out. But we have seen 15 children give their lives to Christ. And then we are in the discipling process of that. And many of the children that come to our Good News Club, they're churched children. Many of them go to another local church there. But we've had kids that, you know, it's the first time they've actually just felt that tug to say, "I want to make this personal."
They may have heard about Jesus all their life.
Right.
But they never understood how they can personally trust in Him.
Exactly.
As their Lord and Savior.
And I just, you know, the curriculum is fantastic. We're excited about the new curriculum. I took a look at it last night. And God speaks to me, and that's powerful.
And He does, and through His kids, Word and His Holy Spirit. And it just that is just amazing how what God has been doing. But you don't want to just now. You feel like the Lord is leading you not just to being a Good News Club team leader, and that is so important, and we need you. And I think you're going to stay in that position as well, aren't you?
That's the plan.
But we also you feel, how is the Lord leading you to dream bigger for Southern Illinois?
Well, it's His vision, and His vision is large, and we sometimes get a little scared when God shows us the bigger picture, because we ourselves are very small, but yet we are many as the body. So as God is putting the body of Christ together in Southern Illinois, and He has put the committee together, And I know that God's going to send more committee members, but right now we have a good solid group of 6 committed Christians that are, and as I see the hands and feet being put together and the eyes and all of the whole body of Christ coming together.
I absolutely agree. That
vision that's so big that we say, "Oh my goodness, this is too big for me." It is too big for us, but it's not too big for God. And so I am catching the vision of that bigger picture. As we prayed, "Lord, let us ripple out. Let your word and your ripple out throughout these counties, these 19 counties in Southern Illinois." And I'm watching God do that. And I'm excited to get into new counties. We have not broke through to get into some of those very southern counties. Mm-hmm. I don't really know anybody in those counties, but as God puts people in my path, puts people in other people's paths, that, you know, He's doing it. take no credit at all. You know, God is doing it, and I'm standing in awe watching what he's doing in Southern Illinois.
It's just amazing to see what God has been doing. And just as little snippets, together with your team of people, there was a banquet, the first ever banquet that was organized. We had like 70 people. I like that number, 70 in the
amen.
Bible.
Yeah,
and so we had that. And then we had a follow-up meeting for those who were interested in duplicating what is already being done with your school and also another school, that you can actually be in the public school immediately after school with like a Sunday school, but we only call it a Good News Club because CEF is not a church. We're a children's ministry organization. And so just like you have Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, you can also have a Good News Club. And it is good news. So we're so excited what God is doing. But you have a big area. You have 19 counties.
Yeah.
I hope that's not news to you. But
that's not news to me. Many of them are very small counties, but there are 134 schools, public schools. And the goal and the vision, the God-sized vision, is to have a Good News Club in all 134 public schools immediately after school, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And at the same time, you know, part and parcel with all of that is learning good manners, learning to respect one another, learning to respect our surroundings, being good citizens, and all those things that Good News Club promotes.
Right.
And we've been welcomed, the school that we're in, with open arms. The principal has said, whatever you need, we'll help you.
And that's just, you know, even though you say there's 130-plus schools there, it's not too big for God. Because all we're talking about is, if you can have one church like yours, which was quite small, but yet look what your church, through God working Amen. Through you, was able to do and is doing, that's all we're talking about. We're just talking about 100 and some more churches. And I know there's 100 some more churches down there in Southern yes. Illinois, 19 counties. So this is not too big for the Lord. But there are other ways that we minister to children besides the Good News Clubs. I know you have 5-day clubs going on right now, like a traveling vacation Bible school, and you have that happening. And just real quick, what are just a couple more other ways that you are thinking about, the committee is thinking about, and how we can reach these children with the gospel year-round, okay. not just in the schools?
Well, we have one committee member who is very committed and passionate about trying to get a tent or a presence for CEF at the DuQuoin State Fair, which is the state fair for Southern Illinois. So we're looking at 2016, having a presence there to do face painting for the kids and preach the gospel through the wordless book colors to the children.
Amen.
Yeah.
And also, I think there's all kinds of ways. I mean, the programs of CEF is almost limitless,
yes.
but I know it does have a limit. But
yes.
but there's all different ways. And we're also thinking about a Christmas outreach this December. You know, there's so many things that we can be sharing about. But you know what? We just want to be praying for you, Robin.
Thank you.
And for the Southern Illinois team down there, the local committee, because it's all about reaching this next generation for Christ. So thank you for what you're doing. And thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we are committed to sharing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to the generation to come, who so many children who have never heard that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. It's only through him that they can have eternal life. Thank you again. God bless.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
Again.